ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Now back to Real Ghost Stories Online live.
The phone number 855-853-4802 if you want to call in and share your ghost stories that way, or you can also write them in on the website realghoststoriesonline.com. That's where you go. You can submit your story and then we get it and we may read it back here on the program. I want to go to this story first. It's not the Amityville-ish one. Well, there, I gave that one away. Related, kind of not one, but this is another story that was sent in to us. And it begins, it will always begin with a night that feels slightly wrong. You don't notice it at first. You just feel it in your skin. The air is too still, the woods too quiet, and every ordinary sound seems amplified, as if the forest itself is holding its breath. That's how it was in the summer of 2010 in northern Michigan, the kind of summer where the days stretched endlessly and the nights fell hard and fast, leaving you in darkness so thick it almost felt alive. I was a teenager then, living in a small cabin tucked among seven others in a patch of forest that pressed right up against the edge of a wide, cold lake. The kind of place where everybody knew everybody, where you rode your bike to school, and where boredom pushed you to invent your own adventures. My friends Beth, Jonathan, Michael, and Tyler were my whole world. Summers were spent on the beach, winters sledding until our lungs burned from the cold. We weren't troublemakers, but we were restless. And when Beth leaned across the table one afternoon at a local pizza place and told us her mother had found a Ouija board in their basement, our restlessness found target. A Ouija board. None of us had ever actually touched one before. We'd seen them in movies, heard the rumors about them, but they always felt like props, like a thing that lived in stories, not real life. And yet here it was, sitting in Beth's house, permission granted to use it. She said it so casually, between bites of greasy pepperoni, but I can still remember how her eyes flickered, like even she didn't fully believe what she was suggesting. We didn't need convincing. The board, the forest, the lake, it all came together like fate. That stretch of woods already carried its own reputation. Old-timers in town whispered about lights moving through the trees, about sounds in the night that weren't coyotes or owls. I had neighbors who swore they'd seen shadows on the shoreline, then vanished when approached. None of it was ever proven, but the stories were there waiting for us. So we made our plan. Midnight, after my parents were asleep, we'd meet under the Halloween tree, as we called it. That's what we called this gnarled, crooked pine that bent at the top so severely it nearly touched the ground, its twisted trunk creating an alcove of shadow. Its roots were half burned in sand, half submerged in the lake, as if it couldn't decide whether it belonged to land or water. Right at its base lay a massive flat rock smothered by time and weather, perfect for laying the board upon. A small dock jutted out nearby, warped and weathered, creaking with every shift of the lake. The Halloween tree had always carried a strange presence, even in daylight. Kids in the neighborhood avoided it. I can remember standing beneath its arch and feeling like I was trespassing on something older than me, something that didn't appreciate my company, which, of course, made it the perfect place. That night, the forest swallowed the lake of the daylight quickly. By the time Beth and the others biked down the narrow dirt road to my cabin, it was so dark they could barely see the path ahead. The glow of their flashlights bounced wildly through the trees, catching brief glimpses of eyes in the underbrush. Coyotes, maybe, or deer, or maybe nothing at all. By the time they arrived, dropping their bikes carelessly in the sand, we were all laughing too loudly, the way teenagers do when they're more scared than we want to admit. We carried our board down to the tree, the lake water lapping softly in the dark. The board itself was older than I expected. The cardboard faded, the letters dulled. It didn't look like a toy from the shelves of a game store. It looked used, touched. The planchette was smooth and worn, like it had been passed under countless fingers before ours. Beth claimed the first turn without hesitation, dragging Jonathan down beside her. The rest of us perched on the dock, our legs dangling over the black water, our voices hushed now that the moment was real. They began asking questions in whispers, their fingers resting lightly on the planchette. For 10 minutes, just nothing happened. Just the sound of the lake and the occasional creak of the dock. Then a sharp crack above and a massive branch, 3 feet long at least, snapped free and crashed into the sand beside us. Not a dead twig, not some brittle stick that could have fallen on its own. A living branch, heavy and green. We all flinched, scrambling back. No wind, no storm, just the sudden violence of wood breaking in the silence. Beth's eyes widened, but she forced a laugh, saying it must have been loose. None of us believed it, not really. Then Tyler stepped forward. He was the only one among us who'd used a Ouija board before, swearing he and his brother had made real contact once. His confidence steadied us. He placed his fingers on the planchette, his voice low, as he asked for a spirit. And slowly, almost lazily, the planchette began to move. At first, we accused him of pushing it, but the way it slid, hesitant yet deliberate, made my stomach tighten. When he asked for a name, it spelled no, not by moving to the printed no on the board, but the letter N. Oh, the same answer repeated for every question. Cause of death? N-O. Excuse me. N-O. Family? N-O. Birth date? N-O. It was not like talking to someone that wanted nothing more than to deny us. And then, without warning, the planchette swept to goodbye. The forest felt closer then, and the shadows thicker. And it went. My turn, but the board wasn't finished with us. Michael volunteered next. He barely placed his hands before the planchette began sliding, spelling out a new word, go, over and over again. Beth, pale now, asked who it wanted gone. The planchette dragged to Michael's middle name. His face drained of color. Where do you want me to go? He whispered. The response came, line. It knew. It knew we were taking turns Then, as if to prove it wasn't just guessing, it spelled my name. Not once, not twice, but over and over until the letters blurred through my tears. By then, my whole body was trembling. I begged of, but Michael pulled away. And somehow I found myself sliding into his place. The board was ice cold under my fingertips. The planchette moved immediately, spelling one word, smile. I couldn't. My mouth was dry, my chest tight, and I whispered hello instead. The board responded slowly, H-I. The question that followed hollowed me out. When I asked its name, it spelled your, nothing else, just Y-O-U-R, as if it was telling me something unfinished, as if the rest of the answer was in me, not the board. I tried to dismiss it, but the planchette dragged itself stubbornly back to no, over and over again, each repetition pressing harder into my nerves, and then it told me what I didn't want to hear. And it was a boy, that he had died in 1998, December 12th, the same day. I was born. I broke. Tears streamed down my face as the others tried to comfort me, but the board refused to let me go. For 2 long minutes, the planchette spelled no again and again as I tried to dismiss it. Only when I forced the words shaking did it relent, spelling okay before sliding to goodbye. That should have been the end, but it wasn't. After the board finally spelled goodbye, the air didn't feel lighter. If anything, the heaviness thickened as though something unseen was lingering in the branches above us. I wiped my face, but my hands wouldn't stop shaking. Beth wrapped her arms around me, whispered that it was over, but she was crying too. The lake, usually calming, seemed endless and dark, its surface swallowing the faint light from our flashlights. Jonathan snapped. He yanked the board off the rock and shoved it back into the box, his voice cracking as he shouted at Beth. This was a mistake. We should have never done this. His anger wasn't just at her, though it was at all of us, and maybe himself most of all. He wanted to throw the board straight into the lake, watch it sink into the black water where it belonged. Tyler and Michael tried to calm him down, but their voices wavered, and that's when I realized how scared they were too. They'd been braver than me, laughing at first, teasing, but now their faces looked drained, their eyes darting to every shadow at the edge of a tree line. And that's when we heard it. It wasn't loud, not even distinct, just a crunch of sand, like a single footstep near the dock. We all froze. The flashlight beams whipped towards the sound, catching only reeds and water. Nothing moved. No coyotes, no deer, just silence. We held our breath until the dock creaked under the weight of us again, as if reminding us we were sitting on wood that wasn't meant to hold so many frightened kids. We didn't stay. Jonathan tucked the board under his arm, and we hurried up the path towards my cabin, our flashlight shaking wildly as we ran. Every shadow seemed alive, every sound amplified. I kept looking over my shoulder, certain someone or something was just a few steps behind us. When we burst into my cabin, breathless and pale, we startled my parents awake. My mother stepped out first, her robe pulled tight, her expression instantly shifting from annoyance to worry when she saw our faces. Behind her, my father appeared, already asking what happened. We tried to explain, words tumbling over one another, our voices a mess of panic. Beth sobbed into my shoulder while Michael and Tyler stammered about the board spelling my name. Jonathan held the box like it might burn him if he loosened his grip. My parents didn't yell. They didn't ground me or lecture us about sneaking out. Instead, they exchanged a look I'll never forget, something between fear and pity, and told everyone they'd drive them home. One by one, my friends left. In the back seat of my father's truck, their faces pale in the headlights as they disappeared into the night. When it was just me, my mother sat on the edge of my bed, rubbing my back as I cried, whispering it would be okay. That night, I slept between them like I was 6 years old again. But even then, I didn't feel safe. The next day, things felt different in a way I couldn't explain. It wasn't just fear. It was a kind of awareness, like I'd been marked somehow. The forest looked the same. The beach shimmered in the summer sun, but I couldn't step outside without feeling watched. Every gust of wind through the branches made me tense. Every shadow stretched longer than it should. The others felt it too, though none of us wanted to admit it. Beth avoided my eyes the next time we saw each other, her voice quieter than usual. Jonathan wouldn't even mention the board. He stuffed it into a box in his garage and swore he never wanted to touch it again. Tyler, usually the boldest of us, kept insisting it had all been a coincidence, that someone was pushing the planchette, but even he couldn't explain why it had spelled Line, why it had spelled my name. That night, lying awake, I thought about the details. The boy dead. December 12th, my birth date. The same year, same day. Couldn't let it go. I started wondering, was there really a boy who died that day somewhere nearby in our town? Was that why the board had singled me out? The thought burrowed deep, turning over and over in my head until sleep felt impossible. For weeks afterwards, little things gnawed at me, doors creaking open at night when no one was there, the faint sound of water dripping, even when the faucets were off. Once, when I walked past the dock in broad daylight, I thought I saw a boy standing at the end of it, just for a second, a pale figure, too small to be an adult, watching the water. When I blinked, he was gone. I never told anyone that, but I started digging quietly, asking questions in ways that wouldn't draw attention. I overheard enough from neighbors and older kids in the town to piece together fragments of stories. There had been drownings in the lake before, children swept out by the undertow, teenagers who dove in too late in the night. No one I spoke to could name anyone who died on that exact date, but the silence when I asked was enough to keep me awake at night. And the board never really left. Jonathan swore he'd gotten rid of it, but months later, Beth told me she'd seen it again, sitting on a shelf in his garage, shoved behind boxes, but unmistakably there. She said she didn't touch it. She said she didn't want to, and I believed her. Looking back now, I can still feel the weight of that night under the Halloween tree, the smell of the damp sand and the pine needles, the sound of the lake lapping against the dock, the cold certainly in my chest when the planchette spelled smile. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't a game. Something spoke to us. Something spoke to me. And maybe it still hadn't stopped. Because even now, years later, I sometimes wake in the dread of night, certain I can hear it. The faint scrape of wood against cardboard. Spelling letters in the dark, waiting for me to listen. Some things don't end when you say goodbye. They wait. And sometimes they remember your name. There you go.
Wow.
Ouija awareness, everyone. Ouija awareness.
Well, thinking that flashes at the bottom whenever we have a Ouija board.
Ouija awareness. Story. Yes. You know, we need that.
I was literally going to, instead of doing the whole church thing, I was going to do Ouija. I was going to have all the letters and a planchette over here and all that kind of stuff. First of all, was there a Halloween tree around your place at all?
I don't ever call anything the Halloween tree, but there certainly were creepy ass trees everywhere.
We had one growing up. It was right on our property. It was on the corner of the property, and it was originally my grandfather's land, and it was a really old crabapple tree.
Okay.
And it stood there like something you would see in a horror movie, kind of welcoming you as you pulled up to the house. But yeah. The minute that branch fell off the tree, I would have been out of there. There's no way I would have stuck around after that.
I'm kind of surprised they did, you know, but I could chalk that to young and dumb and peer pressure. And like, what, the dumb kid is like, no, we're going to stay or what, you know? And then it was like, oh, well, I don't want to be the one. It's just a tree branch, you know, whatever. But yeah, coyotes or coyotes?
I think it depends where you're from. I think if you're more of a city person, you probably say coyotes. But if you're from, you know, Montana or something like that, you might just say coyotes.
Down here, it's coyotes. Because I already said coyotes up north. Yeah. But down here, It's coyotes in the Arkansas area.
Yeah.
I wish it was a coyote, but several years ago, I was out on a golf course, and I was with my stepdaughter at the time, and we were just going. It's in the middle of the Ozarks. This is kind of near Branson, so it's all forest. I mean, mountains, forest. It's just so thick. Beautiful, though. And going around this turn, and then there's this dog that's up on the next tee box. And at first, I'm thinking, like, it's like somebody's husky up there. And then we get a little bit more around, and it just stands there and just looks at us. I'm like, well, that is not a coyote. And that ain't no husky either. It was a wolf.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's no collar or anything on it. And he was just standing there. And the golf carts are speed controlled. So you don't like floor it and like Happy Gilmore your ass through that thing. So the one time you want to do that, when there's a wolf staring at you and you're going, I'm just going to play through. I'm good. It's all you can, it's your, I'm just going to go around. You're going at like 0.5 miles an hour. And I'm just like, and she's like, shut up. Like, just be quiet. And we got around the bend and he just stuck around up there. I don't know what he was doing or why he was out. It's the middle of the day on a golf course. I don't know. Just
I guess I didn't realize there's such a big difference between coyotes and wolves. I thought they were pretty much the same thing, but they're not, huh?
No, they're wolves are a lot bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, coyotes, you know, they tend to be a little bit scrawnier. They're there's big differences. But so I mean,
more like
but,
a fox?
No. I mean, fox a whole different one. But you know, there are times where people can mistake it because you can have, you know, kind of scraggly wolves too. So there are times where they could be mistaken, but if it's a healthy wolf in a place where it's, you know, getting well fed, you'll probably see a difference. But I would always just err on the side of wolf. Just, you know, no matter what. Like, it's a wolf. Let's just go. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.